Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and welcome to Laws of Life Court TV. This is the only forum wherein individuals, groups, even nations can bring a controversy and receive a decision based upon one or more laws of life which are all Bible-based. We define the law of life as being an absolute divine truth that governs the consequences of our actions. Everything we do and everything that we say activates one or more laws of life, either in a positive or in a negative way. Hosea 4:6 says to us, "My people perish for a lack of knowledge." I submit to you, one area of major lack of knowledge is as it relates to the laws of life. You cannot afford to miss this program. Stay with us.
Nearly all the vitamin C sold at retail today comes from China, and it's made from genetically modified corn. Even though vitamin C is a critical part of immune support, it's also critical to know where your vitamin C comes from. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com, and we only sell non-China, non-GMO vitamin C. We then subject it to rigorous laboratory testing in our own food science lab, checking for heavy metals, glyphosate, as well as microbiological contamination. Only after it passes our tests do we encapsulate it and package it for our audience. You can find it at BrighteonStore.com. It's not the cheapest vitamin C on the market, but it is by far the most rigorously tested and honestly sourced vitamin C available anywhere in the world. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com. The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets, and the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history, and they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com.
The world we once knew is collapsing. We're being warned to expect rolling blackouts, and our political leaders are deliberately shutting down pipelines, fuel refineries, nuclear power plants, and energy exploration. The currency is collapsing, while financial assets are plummeting in value, and the global food supply is being deliberately decimated. To survive this war being waged on humanity, you need more than just regular prepping. You need resilient prepping. And that's the title of my new free audiobook, Resilient Prepping. You can download the entire audiobook and a printable PDF transcript for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Resilient Prepping teaches practical strategies for prepping in three layers: high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech. Resilient Prepping is your ultimate guide to surviving the total collapse of the world as we know it, because that's exactly what globalists are trying to achieve. Download this entire audiobook for free right now at resilientprepping.com.
I love watching Uncensored Truth on Brighteon TV.
At the Brighteon store, we offer a variety of colloidal silver solutions that we make in Texas using Texas rainwater and specialized circuitry that I personally designed to produce silver ions in purified rainwater. We have a colloidal silver extra strength spray, a silver-based first aid gel, as well as a colloidal silver herbal mouthwash solution that people just rave about. Each one of these is subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing for metals, glyphosate, and microbiology in order to ensure product purity and safety for your health. We manufacture our own silver products right in the heart of Texas and deliver them to you using our own warehousing and fulfillment infrastructure that we built to serve real America. All of us here at Brighteon thank you for your support. Shop our silver products at BrighteonStore.com.
We have a special guest today, Brother Michael and Sister Zafara. And we're going to ask the two men, and I have a little difficulty sometimes getting all the syllables out of your name, Sister Zafara. So please forgive me if I happen to fumble from time to time as I try to properly pronounce. Well, thank you so much. Tell us about yourself and about your ministries.
Michael, why don't you share a little something?
Well, my name is Michael David, and I am a producer, an author, and a harpist, actually. And I've traveled around the world teaching people how to worship the Lord on the harp, just like King David, and have had the great joy of being on a weekly broadcast of a program we call Shabbat Shalom every Friday night. And we have produced many items that would have music involved with a harp and musicals and the truth of God's kingdom.
And you teach harp schools all over the world. And I get to travel with him. And my name is Tzipora, and I am a Messianic Jewish believer. And basically that means that I am someone who is Jewish and still am a Jewish. And but I understand that the promised Messiah, the one the Gentiles call Jesus, but I call him Yeshua, is the one that I worship. So we've got an interesting life, and we are delighted to be here with Dr. Fred.
My wife is also an author and a singer.
Right.
Well, thank you so very much. The two of you are quite busy.
We are. We are.
Now, today we're going to have some discussion concerning Thanksgiving and the laws of life. And we feel that we can take that position because the laws of life govern everything in existence, including what takes place on Thanksgiving. So as we discuss some of these laws of life as it relates to Thanksgiving, I'm going to remind our viewers of the definition we give for a law of life. It's an absolute divine truth that governs the consequences of our actions. Now, we know as believers, we're not under the law of sin and death, but we are under the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Do we agree?
We do.
And we also agree that there are certain benefits that flow from being under the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And what we also allowed to do in that regard and admonished to do is to be thankful for those benefits that flow. So share with us, do you have any scripture support for us being in an attitude of thanksgiving as it relates to the fact that we're under the law of the spirit of life and all those benefits that flow to us as a result therefrom?
Absolutely. This law of life, that thanksgiving is the will of God for us, is one of those foundational principles that guide our life. And in 1 Thessalonians 5, it says, rejoice always. So there's a command there. Pray without ceasing. And in everything, give thanks. For this is in everything, not necessarily for everything.
That's right, not necessarily for everything.
So it says, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So you can see this is a very foundational scripture, particularly as it relates to Thanksgiving.
It is. And actually, it's interesting when we think of Thanksgiving, and rightly so, most people are excited about getting together with friends and family and eating an amazing, bountiful meal that expresses the meal itself should express thanksgiving to God. But Thanksgiving is more than just a wonderful celebration with a fabulous meal, and it's more than watching games on TV and all of that. It is, as you were saying, Michael, a foundational principle. And you were saying actually about it, because you're a musician, this is so dear to your heart, it being a gateway
to
God's
indeed.
Presence. That Thanksgiving is a gateway. Why don't you share about that?
Well, I think that without Thanksgiving, we end up being not only cut off from God, but from each other. And I think actually many people during this holiday season, they feel somewhat orphaned in a way. They don't relate well to their family sometimes. That sense of thanksgiving for the family life is not good. There's broken relationships. And yet, I believe that God desires for us as an act of faith.
It's an act of faith. That's
to,
right.
To come before him and be grateful for the things that he has given us, the life and the health and the strength, mm-hmm. all the benefits that come when we have a grateful heart. But I believe that thanksgiving is actually a gateway into God's very presence. And we see this substantiated in Psalm 100, verse 4. It says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving.
So and the entrance, the actual entrance.
So as you're coming into the court of the king and into his courts with praise, it says, be thankful to him and bless his name. And when we come before God and we bless his name and we have this thankful attitude, according to this scripture, I really believe that it says that this is the gateway into God's presence. Mm-hmm. This thankful heart allows you to come before him and express thankfulness to him. And that actually is not so much that God needs that kind of adoration from us. Mm-hmm. It's that it transforms us we come into his presence and experience all the blessings that come from a thankful heart.
You know, as Dr. Fred was asking us to share some thoughts about Thanksgiving and some scriptural precepts that are involved with this, I did some looking around because I often read some really good women's magazines, and it's very notable that the women's magazines are always making a correlation between Thanksgiving and being thankful and good health. And I thought, well, I wonder how true this is. So I was doing some Googling. And for one of the things I found out is that the Mayo Clinic, so if you need some good health, and if you want to find out what we're saying is true, the Mayo Clinic itself puts the correlation very strongly between Thanksgiving and good physical health and good emotional and mental health. And that's why the Lord has opened this up. That's why he's made it one of the laws of life, and that we enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. So we are the recipients of the health that's released through that. Now, the Mayo Clinic actually has a program where you can go and sign up and be part of their Thanksgiving journal and gratefulness guide, their gratefulness program, you know, if you're interested. But, you know, it's so important. And another thing that you were sharing that I thought was so valuable is that sometimes, and we have found this to be true in our lives, you have to do this by faith.
Mm-hmm. It's an attitude of gratitude.
It's an attitude of gratitude, whether you're feeling it or not. So the first place you can start is to truly be grateful that you have had the opportunity to be alive on this planet. That, and a lot of people are suffering out there, people who are watching this show, you've experienced hurts and pains, and we understand that. But the place to start is with a heart of thanksgiving, and you would actually see your life transformed. And because you would be operating under the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, Yeshua, the door would be opened for you to start receiving the blessings of God. But you're the one who has to have the faith to say, I'm grateful, God, if all I'm grateful for is that you've given me this opportunity to be alive. But many of us have many more things to be thankful for as well.
I think that in light of the fact that, you know, you're on the outside of the court and you want to enter in and come into a place of blessing, I think that it's important to understand this principle, mm-hmm. that with thanksgiving and praise, you can begin to create an environment where God is present. Because God inhabits his praises.
That's right.
And if you were sitting on the outside and at this time, if you're thinking, oh, I'm really not feeling the joy of this holiday, and there might be good reasons to be feeling that.
That's right.
If you want to come into an experience where you're feeling the blessing of God, And you enter in through that praise. Why don't you just offer to him, try to maybe make a list and say, Lord God of heaven, I'm grateful for my life. I'm grateful for living in North America or wherever you are,
yes.
Particularly the blessings that are on this nation, you know, for all the things that God has given us, and you begin to express those. I mean, he's a great and awesome God to start mm-hmm. with. He is worthy of our praises. Mm-hmm. And so that is a good place to start, and it's a very foundational principle that we can enter into as we choose to give thanks to him. But you know, in 2 Timothy 3, there's a real warning. It says, mark this,
right.
There will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, mm-hmm. lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to parents, ungrateful.
Wow, so ungrateful's in that list. What do you think of that, Dr. Fred?
Well, certainly that should be a part of the list. And speaking of lists, you touched upon one or two benefits of being under the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus and being thankful for it. And we both know, all of us know, that there are many other benefits. What about mercy? Mercy. Mercy prevaileth over judgment. The fact that we don't get everything that we ought get.
And yes.
Let's look at a few. I have a short list here. What about long life and eternal life that we have? What about, did we mention grace? Did we mention favor? Did we mention provision? Did we mention protection? You talked about health. There's so many benefits.
That's right.
And we can be grateful for those.
And we should be grateful for all of those benefits.
Amen.
And if we're ungrateful, what does the scripture say, Brother Michael? You just read it to us.
Oh, if we're ungrateful. Well, yeah, well.
It's actually a wicked generation that is ungrateful. And so we don't want to be a part of that spirit.
No, we don't. What about victory? You know, we're going to have a lot of battles in our spiritual walk. And
indeed.
I think you had made reference to a scripture that speaks to that. Can you go ahead?
Yeah, so thanksgiving is a key to victory in our lives. And so these are proactive things that we can, initiate in our life. We can actually be aggressively thankful and in such a way bring victory to our lives. The scripture that I thought of in particular, Brother Fred, is 2 Chronicles 20, 21 and 22. And this particular translation is from the Berean Standard Bible. It says, then Jehoshaphat consulted with the people and appointed those who would sing to the Lord and praise the splendor of his holiness. As they went out before the army, they were singing, give thanks to the Lord, for his loving devotion endures forever. So there's that thankfulness. And that it says in verse 22, the moment they began their shouts and praises, the Lord set ambushes against the men of Ammon and all the enemies of Israel who had come in against Judah, and they were defeated. So do we want to defeat our enemies?
Yes.
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 Do we want to have victory in our life and triumph over all the things that war against us?
Yes, we do.
Well, we have an example here in 2 Chronicles where it says, and it says, as they went before the army, so this group of worshipers actually were the ones in front of the body of warriors. Imagine that, putting the singers, as a musician, I can really relate to that. In front of the army, with a real enemy in front of them. And
yes.
As they did that, the moment they began their shouts and praises, the Lord set ambushes against the men.
Thank you, Lord.
So I think something is happening in the spirit realm. That often when we are depressed and downtrodden, and there may be even circumstances that are malevolently being orchestrated against us, what is our reaction? What is the key to victory in our lives?
Mm-hmm.
It is giving thanks to the Lord. And it doesn't hurt to do so with a song of praise and a worshiping of his splendor and his holiness. And I believe that as we do that, God will work on our behalf. He's the one who sets up those ambushes against the enemy that wars against our soul. So this victory in our lives is something that we can get a hold of and be proactive about by worshiping God. And I don't think that's necessarily referring to just going to church on a Sunday. I think that the praise that we can offer to God is something that we can do on a individual level, even
daily.
in our own homes.
It has to be daily.
I think a great place to do that is where you're driving in your car.
I don't know about you, but washing your dishes.
Often I'll lift up my voice to the Lord while I'm driving.
Yes.
And I know that many a time where I was not feeling so upbeat, that I could praise my way into his presence. And I would exhort all those who are watching that there is this opportunity for you to enter into his presence and choose, you know, once again, this idea of thanksgiving is something that we do by faith. As we do this by faith, then you can enter into something that God has for you that will bless you on so many levels.
It's interesting. I just want to say about that scripture, give thanks to the Lord for his mercy and his loving devotion endures forever. Hodu l'Adonai ki tov le'olam chasdo. That's the Hebrew. It's very famous. Everybody knows it. Hodu l'Adonai ki tov le'olam. Over the universe, chasdo is his mercy and loving kindness.
Yes, yes. Go ahead, Brother Michael.
Yeah, I think that it's worth mentioning at this time of year, people are thinking about Thanksgiving, that there's actually a celebration that was commanded by the Lord for the children of Israel, that it sort of is the correlation, the equivalent to the harvest festival that we celebrate. Zipporah, you and I have celebrated this feast. It's called the Feast of Tabernacles.
And I think that Thanksgiving is the when the pilgrims came and set it all up. I think because they were the biblical people, they knew their word. They based it on the Hebrew celebration of Thanksgiving, which is a command to rejoice for 7 days. Well, we do it for one day in America, but that's a good start.
Well, let me ask this question: are we or should we be thankful for the gifts that God has bestowed upon us? Because the word says, your gift will make room for you and will bring you before great men. Should we be mindful of that and giving thanks on a continuous basis of the gifts? And I'm going to touch upon another one before we close out. Anything you want to say about the gifts that we're given as a result of being under the law of the Spirit of life?
Yeah, brother, that scripture is very near and dear to me because, I have musical gifts that I have. And I have found in my life that as I have offered those gifts to the Lord, the scripture says that a man's gift makes room for himself and brings him before kings, you know, in high places, you know. And I have had the privilege of literally playing in front of kings.
Yes.
I was in Jerusalem at the King David Hotel, very historic and significant landmark in Israel. And it was at a conference where government leaders were brought specifically to be prayed for and to be blessed. And I had my opportunity to play my harp over these wonderful leaders. And here, who would ever thought, I'm just a harpist, I'm a musician, I'm just playing my instrument and try to bless people, that I would have this opportunity to be brought before these people and to begin to play and to bring God's presence over them. And I think that's very wonderful. And I know that Zipporah knows there are many other places that we have played.
We have been in the halls of governance that we actually cannot say out loud here on your show, Dr. Fred, but I think many of your people would be thrilled to know we were there. And but that's the opening of the Lord from a grateful heart, and we didn't orchestrate it. The Lord will open things for you when you thank him and have a grateful heart.
Lastly, and there are many more we could talk about, but are we grateful or should we be grateful for the notices and the warnings that come from the Spirit of God to us? Any thoughts on that?
Well, you know, it's such a wonderful thing to know a God and serve who is omniscient, and he's the same today, forever, and in the past. So he knows what's going to happen in the future. And what a great benefit that is to be aligned with the King of the universe, who knows the future, and he knows us, and he knows our specific path that we should be following. And the ability for him to give us a heads up on what is going to happen and align us in such a way that he will protect us from harm.
Yes.
Oh, I know that more than one occasion I've been protected from harm, and I am given the blessing of knowing what's going to happen in the future, some guidance that he gives me as I seek his face, and he helps me to know what path I should take. What a great benefit that is. Everyone can benefit from that.
We all need this.
I think it's available to us, though, you know, because the steps of a righteous man are ordered of the Lord.
Yes, they are.
Why are they ordered is because he has a foreknowledge of the future, and he knows the exact point of intersection where, you know, we're praying for an answer, and the answer actually may not actually exist at that moment, but he knows that just a little ways down the road that our life path will intersect with that answer at that exact moment. And that kind of foreknowledge and forewarning can just go a very long way to be a blessing in our lives, for sure.
But we need to learn to pay attention and be obedient as well.
Absolutely. Brother Michael, give us some closing thoughts and a prayer.
Well, I just want to look straight into the camera and say, my dear friends, as you have been listening to the laws of life, embrace them. You know, the Lord says, I set before you death and life today. Choose life. And so the words that you hear today are transformative, and they are powerful. And if you embrace the principles that God has put through his laws of life, you can grab a hold of it and proactively embrace them and apply them to your lives, and you will see the hand of God in your life. So let me pray for you right now. I just reach out my hand to you and I say, in the name of Jesus, turn your heart to the living God. God of heaven, will you see their hearts as they are turning to you right now? I pray that you will not only touch their lives in a specific way so that they will know that you are the living God, but as they embrace that your loving kindness will be extended to them as they give thanks to you, Lord, for your loving kindness endures forever. And I pray right now that as they are reaching out to you, Lord, you will manifest yourself to them in a very unique and special way that they will know that there is a God in the heavens to give thanks to. Amen.
Amen. Amen. The two of you have been a blessing. Thanks again.
Thank you.